Planck's constant gets into the act only because energy is historically measured in units like calories, or kilowatt hours, or electron volts, that were adopted before the advent of quantum mechanics. Planck's constant simply provides the conversion factor between these older systems of units and the natural quantum mechanical unit of energy, which is cycles per second. It can be shown that energy, defined in this way, has all the properties that we normally associate with energy, including its conservation. Indeed, the invariance of the laws of nature under the symmetry transformation of resetting our watches is why there is such a thing as energy. In much the same way, the component of the momentum of any system in any particular direction is defined as the change of phase of the wave function when we shift the point from which positions are measured by 1 centimeter in that direction, again times Planck's constant. The amount of spin of a system around an axis is defined as the change of the phase of the wave function when we rotate the frame of reference we use for measuring directions around that axis by 1 full turn times Planck's constant. From this point of view, momentum and spin are what they are because of the symmetry of the laws of nature under changes in the frame of reference that we use to measure positions in directions in space. In listing the properties of electrons, I do not include position, because position and momentum are complementary properties. We can describe the state of an electron in terms of its position or its momentum, but not both together. Matter thus loses its central role in physics. All that is left is principles of symmetry and various ways that wave functions can behave under symmetry transformations. There are symmetries of space-time that are less obvious than these simple translations or rotations. The laws of nature also appear to take the same form to observers moving at different constant velocities. It makes no difference whether we do our experiments here in the solar system, whizzing around the center of the galaxy at hundreds of kilometers per second, or in a distant galaxy, rushing away from our own at tens of thousands of kilometers per second.
This book is continued on Disc 5.